the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, 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 God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hashitara Rabu. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good evening. Good evening. Come on in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. God, we glorify you. God, we magnify you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Yeshatarabu kandriyase tararabu. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Yeshatara rabu kandiriyasi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Mama, mama, mama. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good evening and welcome. Hallelujah. Come on in tonight. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Yeshatarabu kandiriyasi. Glory, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you, God. My God, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Yeshatatarabu. We worship you. Oh, we worship you. We worship you, God. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, we worship you, God, we worship you. My God, Ashitarabu Kandiriyasi. Father, we hear the sound tonight. We hear the sound. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let the sound saturate us, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeshatarabu kandiriyasi, God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory, 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 God. Glory. Hallelujah, Lord. God, we worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, we come tonight as vessels, Lord God, vessels of honor for you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeshatarabu kandiriyasi. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on in tonight, hallelujah. We're coming in here, hallelujah, to take our time to be with the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, to pray, hallelujah, to speak a word of life, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We don't rush into your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Wherever you are and whatever you're doing, just take a moment to bless him and glorify him, to magnify him, to exalt him, to lift him up on high. Hallelujah. His name is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, we give you the highest praise, hallelujah. God, we cry out tonight, holy, 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 holy. My God, holy, 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 holy God. God, you're holy, and you're righteous, Lord God, you're holy, God. Holy, holy, he's holy. Holy, holy, God, he's holy. He's a holy God, he's a holy God. God, you're holy, you're holy, you're holy, you're holy. God, you're holy, you're holy, you're holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome everyone, hallelujah. Come on in, hallelujah. Welcome to prophetic rain, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Where God has given us the theme this year, hallelujah. Where there is smoke, there is fire. Glory to the Lamb of God, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you, we glorify you, we magnify you tonight. Father God, we magnify you this morning, Lord God, we magnify you this afternoon, God, wherever someone may be in, whatever time zone they may be in. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless your name, God. Father, because you own it all. You own the morning, God. You own the dew in the morning, God. You own it, God. You own the bird that chirped, Lord God. You own the fact that we woke up this morning, God. Hallelujah, God. You own it. Ha, shit, ta-da, rabo. And Father, we bless you right now, Lord God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless you, God. Ye shatara rabo kandriyasi. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory, 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 glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. My God. Glory, glory, glory. My God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My God, as we experience, my God, we are on day 13. And glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. And many have said that we are in pure revival. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 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 If you've missed any, please feel free to go back and take a listen. Hallelujah. From day one. Hallelujah. On our podcast or on our YouTube channel at Chosen Gateway. Hallelujah. But we give God the glory. Hallelujah. For allowing us to be here. We give God the glory, hallelujah, my God, that we give him his time, hallelujah. We give God the glory that he's given us more time, hallelujah. My God, is that anybody's story tonight? My God, he, you know for a fact he has given you more time, hallelujah. He's given you another chance and a second chance and a 30th chance and some of us 100th chances, hallelujah. my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Well, you know, when you really sit and think about that thing, man, listen, God, you just keep on giving me another chance to get it right, God. Another chance to bless you, God. Another chance to glorify you, Lord, God. Another chance, God, to tell somebody about this God that we serve. My God, my God. Father, God, another chance to walk in faith and another chance to, oh my God, achieve purpose and destiny. God, another chance, God. Father, God, and God, another chance. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we're blessed right now. We are blessed. We are blessed. Every person right now that's listening right now will be listening later. They are blessed. Father, God, and how do I know they're blessed? Because you woke them up, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, they're in their right mind. Lord God, we're blessed. My God, we're able to speak. We're blessed. We're able to dress ourselves. We're blessed. God, we have some food on the table. We're blessed. My God, my God, my God. In the midst of the pandemic, God, that has taken the lives of millions, God, and we still are here. My God, my God, God, we're blessed. Father God, some of us have had it, God, and you spared our lives. We're blessed. Some of us have never had it, God, we're blessed. My God, my God, God, we're blessed. 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 Ha, Shaitana Rabo. God, we are blessed. Father, we don't take that for granted. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed. Your children are blessed. Hallelujah. Your spouses are blessed. Those of you that are single that want a spouse, your future spouse is blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed. I feel that man so strong in the spirit. We are blessed. 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 My God, we are blessed. My God, we're blessed that somebody told us about this Jesus. Hallelujah. We are blessed to have heard the good news of the gospel. We are blessed because there's some places that we cannot go and share it freely. My God, my God. They got to go underground. And so we're blessed. I'm blessed to be able to call on the name of Jesus. I'm blessed. Father, we come to you right now, Lord God, to say thank you, God. Father, we glorify you, we magnify you, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for allowing us, Lord God, Father God, to enter in and stay in your presence, Lord God. Father, I thank you that what you have been doing is not only for these hour or 2 hours that we are on this podcast, Lord God. Father God, this hour or 2 hours, Father, is a lasting impact, God. Father God, to those, Lord God, that have talked about the overnight visitations and, my God, getting up the next day with the heaviness of and the weight of the glory upon them and going through their day. My God, so full of the Lord. Father, we thank you for that right now, Lord God, that we are full. Hallelujah, God. Continue to fill us, God. Continue, God, to pour into us, Lord God. Continue, Lord God. Father God, to call us out and call us up and call us beyond, Lord God. Continue, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, every person right now, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, in a position of surrender. The act of submission to you, Lord God. Father, we lay at your feet. Hallelujah. We lay at your feet, knowing nothing except Jesus Christ and him crucified. God, we lay at your feet. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify you right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Our prayer focus tonight is on faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And as I'm going forth, hallelujah, when you hear the word that's for you, grab it. If you hear a word for your children, grab it. For your family, grab it. For your city, your community, your nation, grab it. Hallelujah. Those that are intercessors of the intercessors, hallelujah, that are on the wall, hallelujah, as you are praying and interceding, hallelujah. My God, we speak word over it right now. Hallelujah. Yeshatara Rabo Kandidiyasi. Matthew 21 and 22. says, ask whatever, my God. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Hallelujah. Father, I pray right now, Lord God, for those that are at the end of this sentence, right? If you have faith. God, if anybody's faith is failing them, if anybody's faith is waning and waxing, Father God, if anybody's faith is hot and cold, and if anybody's faith, Father God, if anybody's faith, if they're doubting you, God, if they're questioning you, Father, first and foremost, I ask right now, Lord God, that you seal them and protect them. Father God, I ask right now, Lord God, for you to restore whatever area, Father God, that took an attack. Because when our faith is stretched, when our faith is in doubt, when things are in doubt, something happened, life showed up, but my God, and caused an area, Father God, of question, caused an area of doubt. So Father, we pray right now, first and foremost, that our faith is full, that our faith is intact, God, that any area where there's a breach, Lord God, you restore it. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, the Bible says, ask whatever you ask, and whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive. Father, we know, Lord God. Father God, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray, God. We know how to pray and we talk, but God, teach us in this year of our Lord 2022, teach us how to pray. Teach us what to ask and when to ask, and Father God, the right questions to ask. Hallelujah. Father God, change our prayer language, Lord God. Father God, redirect our focus in prayer, Lord God. Father God, that when we are praying, Lord God, we are seeking, Lord God, we are hungry and humble all at the same time, God. Yeah, shout out our rubble. Father God, and that we are in a position to hear from you, Lord God. Father God, not just in the natural, or the physical hearing, a spirit, but I mean be able to hear from you in our hearts, Lord God. Father, your word declares in Hebrews 11 and 6, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. My. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists. Another version said that he is, and that he rewards those who seek him. Without faith, it is impossible. So, Father, I ask right now, Lord God, if there's anybody that's without faith, God, that they don't believe you, God, they don't even know you, Lord God, I pray right now, Lord God, Father God, that they would give their heart to you, Lord God, that they would confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, we ask you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to bring them and draw them close to you, Lord God. Father, I pray right now, Lord God, over believers and Christians, Lord God, that again, Lord God, something happened and Father God has caused them to back out or backslide or go backwards or any word we want to use, God. Father God, and without faith, it is impossible to please you. Father, I pray right now, Lord God, for those that walk in ministry, Lord God, and pastors and bishops and prophets, Father God, in the name of Jesus, but have had some ministry disappointment, some days of disappointment, Lord God, and Father God, their faith has failed, Lord God, and left them, Lord God. Your word says it is impossible to please. Hallelujah. For whoever would draw near to God, I want to call us tonight to draw near. My God, I want to call you tonight, right now, or this morning, wherever you may be. I want you to draw near to God. Just tell him, God, bring me closer. Because it's something that we cannot do on our own. God, you have to call. And so, God, draw us near. Closer and closer and closer to your feet, Lord God. Closer and closer and closer to the glory, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of God. My God, my God, my God. Through the word of God. Hallelujah. Faith comes from hearing. Faith comes from hearing. Faith comes from hearing. I'm going to say that again. Glory to the Lamb of God. Faith comes from hearing. My God, my God. So I ask the question tonight, do you hear him? My God, my God, my God. Faith comes from hearing. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of God, through the word of Christ. Hallelujah. So, Father, I pray right now over the hearing of your people, Lord God. I pray over the hearing, my God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, Matthew 11 and 15 said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now, Lord God. Father God, that you, Lord God, are causing, Father God, those of us that have been hearing clearly, God, to, Father God, that you even our frequency is changing. I hear the Lord saying the frequency of heaven is changing. The sound that is coming is changing, and not all will be able to hear it. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, we hear in faith. We hear with faith. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hearing comes through the word. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, that the word of God, the word of God, the word of God, the word of God, hallelujah, Lord God. My God, my God, my God, is the only thing that's going to sustain us. It's the only thing that's going to build us. It's the only thing that makes us sharper. It's the only thing that gives us life. It's the only thing that says we can do this for 365 days. It's the only thing, my God. The word of God is living. Hearing through the word. So hearing through what? The word of God is living and it's active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the division of the soul and the spirit, of joints and of the marrow, and discerning of the thoughts and intentions of the heart. The word is everything. My God, my God. The word is everything. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew 4:4, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that what comes out of, proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah, Lord. It is written. It is written. Hallelujah, Lord. It is written. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. MD, it is written. LB, it is written. Hallelujah. Emmanuel, it is written. My God, my God. The winner circle, it is written. Man shall not live by bread alone. So, Father, forgive us for the days and the times that we thought we could. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence or conviction of things not seen. Father, we thank you right now for now faith. We thank you for now faith in this year. We thank you for now faith in this month. We thank you for now faith in this week. We thank you for now faith in this day. We thank you for now faith in this hour. We thank you for now faith in these seconds. We thank you for now faith in this very moment. Hallelujah, Lord. Now faith. Hallelujah, God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, that we stand in faith, Lord God. Father God, according to Mark 11, 22, and Jesus answered them, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. But believes that what he says will come to pass. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we have faith in you. We have faith in Jehovah. We have faith. Hallelujah. It says, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass. Father, I pray right now, Lord God, again, all the scriptures, of course, just line up, because Father, my God, if it's any area of doubt in our heart, Father, remove it. Father God, remove the areas of doubt that we are consciously aware of, and remove the areas of doubt that we have even no idea that they're there. Father God, remove the areas of doubt. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, remove areas from past disappointments and past failures, that we stand on the word of God today, that we believe, God, that what you say shall come to pass. Hallelujah, God, we believe, God, we believe, we believe, we believe. Hallelujah, Lord. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, because we can't even get to that until we have faith in God. We thank you right now, Lord God. According to Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Whew, thank you, Holy Ghost. For by grace you have been saved through faith. Whew. My God, my God, my God. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. So let me say that again. For by grace you have been saved through faith. It's a gift. Father, we thank you for the gift tonight. Father, we thank you for the gift this morning. We thank you for the gift, God. Father God, we thank you for salvation, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, that we know you. Father God, that we love you, Lord God, that we adore you, Lord God. Father God, and it wasn't our own doing, because we would have messed it up, Lord God. But we say thank you right now, God, for grace. Father God, according to 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, we walk by faith and not by sight. And so, Father, I speak right now, Lord God, that Nana is walking by faith and not by sight, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that sometimes what we see don't line up with what you said. But, Father, we're going to continue to walk by faith. Do I have any faith walkers tonight? Any faith walkers that says, Lord, it's just me and you. Hallelujah. Because see, I'm walking by faith. My God, my God, my God. I'm doing this by faith. My God. Father God, to those that have some things going on in their life, loved ones that are ill, and so forth, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, I ask right now, Lord God, that their sight is, yes, it's on their loved one. Yes, their sight is on the issue. I understand that. However, tonight, Lord God, Father God, I'm putting a command and a demand on heaven right now. Father God, that in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, that you remind them that they still got to walk by faith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you remind them, Lord God, to walk with you, God, that you remind them to speak your word, Father God, of healing over their loved one, God, that you remind them tonight, Lord God, to speak word over a financial situation, God, that you remind them tonight, Lord God, to speak word, my God, that you, Father God, speak word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my God, over mental battles, Lord God, that you remind them tonight to speak word, over their children, God, tonight, hallelujah, Lord God, Father God, that you remind them, Lord God, to speak word, Father God, over that job, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, remind them to speak word, my God, hallelujah, Lord. My God, we bless you. My God, we bless you. My God. Oh, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. The Bible says in Luke 1:37, for nothing will be impossible with God. Nothing. For nothing will be impossible with God. Did you hear me say nothing? Nothing will be impossible with God. Nothing will be impossible. My God. Nothing will be impossible. God, thank you for the word tonight. Nothing is impossible. Do you hear that? Nothing is impossible. Whoever that's for, grab that and run off with it. Nothing is impossible. Your situation is not impossible. Your loved one's situation is not impossible. Your children's situation is not impossible. Oh, glory to the Lamb. Somebody run for me. Nothing is impossible. The doctors may have said, my God. The loved one was going to be gone by now. I'm living witness. Nothing is impossible. I'm living witness. My God, nothing is impossible. Those times in my life where I did not have food to eat, hallelujah, couldn't pay some bills, and no job, and it shouldn't have been coming from anywhere, but God sent somebody, because nothing is impossible. Those of you that have prayed for revival, have prayed, Father God, my God, for the place that you are in and dwelling in and walking in, and you got to a place where you thought it couldn't happen. Nothing is impossible with God. Can't say that scripture without saying with God. For nothing will be impossible. Future tense, nothing will be impossible. Wherever you are right now, this moment, my God, we don't know what tomorrow holds or next week or next month, but I got news for you. Nothing will be impossible with God. My God. Hey! My God. Hit that thing. Nothing will be impossible with God. Your physical illness, nothing will be impossible with God. Your marriage, nothing will be impossible with God. Your ministry, nothing will be impossible with God. Your prayer life, nothing will be impossible with God. The land purchase, the house purchase, nothing will be impossible with God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hey, God. Man, I feel that down in my, man, listen, down in my Noah of my Noah, nothing will be impossible. And he has to come and remind us. Hallelujah. My God. Speak that over yourself. LB, nothing will be impossible. Bright, nothing will be impossible. JB, nothing will be impossible. MD, nothing will be impossible. Hallelujah. VM, nothing will be impossible. PA, nothing will be impossible. My God. Hey! about y'all, but did y'all feel that? Y'all feel that, right? Oh, my God. My God. My God. Nothing. You can go down the list right now in your brain. Whatever even come to your mind, I got an answer for you. Nothing will be impossible with God. Hey, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Woo. God, we bless you. My God, my God, my God. I hear the Lord saying, when situations and circumstances come up, you got to say this. Before you complain, before you cry, before you mumble, before you do anything else, I need you to say this scripture, Luke 1:37. For nothing will be impossible with God. Nothing will be impossible with God. When family members and friends come to you with a situation, nothing will be impossible with God. Nothing will be impossible with God. Hallelujah, Lord. God, we've received that. Hallelujah. Y'all know it's all, you know, we talk about the prophetic word going forth, and, you know, there are times when we prophesy the word of God. And as I keep saying the scripture, God says you prophesying. So receive that prophetically. Hallelujah. Nothing will be impossible with God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. God, we bless you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Ma. Shetara rabo kandidiasi. Father, we bless you right now, Lord. God, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Father God, for our time of prayer focus tonight on faith. We've heard you, Lord God. We heard the sound. We heard the sound, Lord God, and we bless you for it, God. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, thank you so much for being here with us. Hallelujah. My God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is present. Hallelujah. And accounted for. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Tonight's word. Hallelujah. My God, my God. My God is living full of faith and living full in faith, of faith and in faith, but being full. You know, the word faithful is spelled F-U-L, right? But the title for tonight is faith and full, F-U-L-L. In order to understand that in 2022, my God, it is time for you to walk in full of faith. Full of faith. And I got to go to Hebrews 11 for this word tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. My God, my God, my God. We call it the hall of faith, the walk of faith. My God. But Hebrews 11 have some amazing, my God, examples of what it is. My God. My God, to be full of faith. My God, God coming to remind us tonight. Hallelujah. Now, faith is what the confidence and what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. Hallelujah. This is what the ancients were commended for. I want to be commended for my faith walk. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to be commended, y'all, for my faith walk. I want the angels in heaven to be rejoicing, saying, look at this girl right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for this faith walk. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Glory to the Lamb of God. And I'm reading NIV version. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. We all have been formed at God's command. Where you are right now in your life is by God's command. Hallelujah. My God, my God. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous. When God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. Good God Almighty. Do I have anybody tonight to get that in the realm of the spirit? And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. My God, my God, my God. To be able to understand, hallelujah. What does that mean by Abel? Abel was what? He was the second son of Adam and Eve. My God. He was technically the first martyr in the Bible. Glory to God. He was the first shepherd. Hallelujah. And guess what? He found favor in God's eyes by offering him a pleasing sacrifice. Hallelujah. So number one, there's going to be several tonight, but number one, we got to understand to be faithful, hallelujah, and full of faith. My God is to have so much favor upon you. I mean, where the favor of God is upon you, it's in you, it's running over. My God, my God, my God. My God, is anybody faithful tonight? Hallelujah. Favor. The favor of God be upon you. The favor of God be upon me. The favor of God upon your hands, the work of your hands. The favor of God be upon your speech. The favor of God be upon your voice. The favor of God, my God, be upon the places that you place your feet. The favor of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Verse 5 says, by faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. Lord, have mercy. Take me away, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. Hallelujah. And then that's when we get into that scripture that says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God in verse 6, because anyone who comes to him must believe, right? By faith, Enoch was taken. Hallelujah. To be able to understand. Hallelujah. My God, he disappeared because God took him. Hallelujah. You want to be known as a person who does what? Who pleases God. So number two, glory to God, hallelujah. This year of 2022, I want to be the person that's so faithful, my God, that I'm pleasing God at every turn. Even if it's something I don't think pleases him, I want to go back and be able to check myself. Lord, did that please you? God, if that didn't please you, let me know, Lord. Hallelujah. We got to be able to please God, to walk in a place of being full. Glory to God. You want to be full. Hey, shatara rabo kandidiyase. Oh, God, I bless you. Hallelujah, Lord. My God, I bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Let's just pause and worship right there because I feel that, Lord. My God, hallelujah. 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 Speak that over yourself right now, that you will be so faithful this year that you're going to please God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Faithful, that the favor of God is upon you. Shetara rabo kandidiyasi. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. was heavy. I feel heavy. Shoot out of rubble. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Verse 7. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, it says, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm so heavy right now. I'm trying to keep going because I'm real heavy. Good God Almighty. By faith, Noah, it says, when warned about things not yet seen. Do you understand that God has given us the whole blueprint? My God, when we are warned, and he warns us about things we see and we ignore, but to be warned about it. It says in holy fear, he built an ark, my God, to save his family. So number three, as we go forth, we want to be full, my God, this year of holy fear, my God, to build. Glory to God. We want to be full, my God, of holy fear, my God, to that it extends to our family and our neighborhoods and our friends and our community. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to be full, my God. My God, I hear the Lord that there are some builders that are listening tonight. Glory to God. There are some builders of the ark. There are some builders, my God, some builders of the glory, my God. Some builders, of the cloud, some builders of a worship, some builders of intercession. My God, are you a builder tonight? My God, a builder of faith. My God, my God, my God, a builder of righteousness. My God, MD, are you a builder? My God, my God. JB, are you a builder? My God. LB, are you a builder? My God. Mary, are you a builder? My God. Are we builders? To understand that as we go day by day, my God, my God, my God, you're building the ark. Do you realize you're building the ark? Man, I hear the Lord. When the ark was built, he gave him specific instructions. Glory to the Lamb of God. My God. And as he gave him instructions, my people thought he was crazy. Glory to God. My God. God is going to give you and has already started giving us instructions for 2022. People around you might think you crazy. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. But you got to build it. Whew. By his faith, he, my God, condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness that is in keeping with faith. God, that this year we'll be a people, hallelujah, that are heirs of righteousness. You are an heir of righteousness. Do you know what it means to be an heir? Glory to God. Do you know what that means? To be an heir? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Do you understand the definition? The H-E-I-R, right? A person legally entitled to what? To property, to rank? My God, the heir. Because of someone's death. Hallelujah. Hey, Shatara Rabo. We are heirs. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord. We are heirs. Hallelujah. But you gotta walk in it. You gotta own it. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ died for each one of us, and he has left us, my God, well equipped. My God, say he left me well off. Just talk to yourself. He left me well off. We are heirs. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. We are heirs because we were made in his image. We are heirs because he told us to have dominion. My God. We are heirs. My God. Jesus went before us. He's the way, the truth, and the what? Life. Hallelujah. We are heirs. So you got to own it. You got to walk in it. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God, I bless you, my God. Hallelujah, Lord, I bless you. man, I felt this thing. You got to build. My God, my God. Man, hallelujah. God, we bless you right now. I just see a little, y'all know those little model boats that they have? They're little model ships and little model boats. Hallelujah. I literally see that. Hallelujah. I just see one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we you know, man, I can't even talk right now. God is a God that will give us a symbol and a sign of so much. And my God, so prophetically, we do the same thing. And my God, if you got to get you a little toy boat, just get it as a reminder that when you look at it, you're building an ark this year in holy fear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are building. And again, it's not just for you, it's for your seed and your seed. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Shetarabo kandriyase. Yerabo kandriyase. Yeshatarabo kandriyase. Yerabo kandriyase. Glory to the Lamb of God. I feel the Lord. Hallelujah, God. We bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For those that may be joining us for the first time tonight, hallelujah. First of all, God bless you and thank you. But we just stop periodically and hallelujah, we soak, we worship. Glory to the Lamb of God. Because as He is speaking, we want this thing to soak into us, into our being. We don't want it just to be a word that you heard and by tomorrow you forgot what was said. You want the Lord to allow it to soak into your spirit, man. So get your model boat, y'all. That's prophetically speaking. I'm just saying. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance. Here we go again. First, we had the word heir. Now we have the word inheritance. He obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. There's so much in here. Lord, have mercy. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went. There are going to be some places that God tells you to go this year that I have been saying this since we started on day one. And I'm going to tell you what I love about God, because I just have been hearing it in the realm of the spirit. And I love God. I love God because He will come back and confirm that thing through His word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so you got to understand, you got to obey and go. Hallelujah. You don't have to know where you're going. So many times we ask so many questions. We got 50 questions and God like, just go, just be, just do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 9 says, by faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. Oh God, my baby is leaping. Lord have mercy. By faith, he made his home in the promised land. Hallelujah. Make your home in the promised land. Make your home in the glory cloud, somebody. Make your home, my God, in revival. Make your home, my God, in what God has promised to you. Make your home in a yes and amen. Can somebody come with me right now? Hallelujah. Make your home, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Make your home, my God, my God, my God, my God, in the promises of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. In the promises of God. Make your home in the fact that He's not slow to fulfill His promise. I need you to make your home. My God, my God, my God, in the fact that God is faithful. I need you to make your home. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, in yes and amen. I need you to find, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Oh God, I bless you, Lord. Oh God, make your home in the promised land. I, Lord Jesus, I do, Lord. Oh my God. My God, I'm making my home in this well that I am in. I am making my home, glory to the God, in the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. My baby is so leaping. I can't even move on yet, y'all. Because listen, you got to make your, oh God, my God, my God. He made his home in the promised land. You got to make your home in the promise. Yes, she says, I make my home in the glory cloud. Yes. Hallelujah. And the promises of God and in a revival. Yes. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. I got to stop for a minute because that just hit me. Hallelujah. When we talk about things like dwelling in the promises of God and dwelling in the presence of God, I'm making my home in the promise. I'm making my home in the presence of God. I'm making my home, my God, in the realms of the spirit. I am making my home there. That's where I live. And it's so funny. I had shared with someone about, you know, a certain place that I just kind of live and hang out. And for me right now, I think I'm just so messed up right this moment, because it's like I tried to verbally explain it, but God's like, here it is for you, baby. Here it is right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whew, good God Almighty. God, I bless you. God, I glorify you. God, I bless you. I glorify you right now. It says he lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were their heirs with him of the same promise. Let me prophesy to those of you that have children. Hallelujah. Let me prophesy to those of you that have spouses, that the husband or wife that's not there yet. Hallelujah. Let me prophesy to my God, to some of you, my God. It says who were heirs with him of the same promise. Do you understand that your children, my God, help me, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, are heirs, my God, of the same promise. Good God Almighty, the same promise that has been spoken over my life, God has spoken over my child's life. My God, you say that over yourself. Glory to God, the same promise. Hey, Shatara Rabo. My God, that God has spoken over my life. He's spoken over my parents' life. Hey, Shatara Rabo. The same promise that God has spoken over me. Asheta Asho. He has spoken over those associated and connected to me. Hey, Rabo. My God, the same promise. Hasheta Rabo. My God. My God, the same promise. So when you begin to remember the promises of God, they're not just for you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Oh, glory. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. It says, for he was looking forward, verse 10, to the city with foundations. I need somebody to run for me, because I can't even contain myself. Oh God. Oh God, I love you. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Do y'all hear this? Good God Almighty. Thank you for running for me, women of God, men of God. Thank you so much. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations. What you had been looking forward to. Let's just go back to 2021 and 2020 and 2019 and some previous years. And you had been looking for something and searching for something. Was that anybody other than me? Glory to God. Those of us that love God with everything we got. And my God, we gone to church. And even in church, we still said that has to be more than this. Hey, my God, my God, my God. Hey, has anybody ever said that? It gotta be more than this. Oh, my God. Hey, nations. We was looking for a city where the architect and builder was God. Hallelujah. And we kept thinking we were going to get it, my God, in a city built by man's hands. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But we can only get it when the architect and builder, the architect, the one who designed the whole thing, the builder, the one who gets permission to do what? Break ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I bless you right now. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. I hear the Lord say that just answered something for somebody. Hallelujah. 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 That just answered something for somebody right there. Hallelujah. God says, look no further. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 11, it says, and by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who made the promise. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Let me pause right here and tell somebody right now. Hallelujah. It says Sarah, who was past childbearing age. Let me go on and help somebody. Your age is not the thing that's stopping you. Your age is not the thing that's causing delay. Your age, my God, you're not too old, you're not too young, my God, my God. Your age has nothing to do with it. And there are times as we grow older, we think sometimes we have so messed something up or we so missed our moment that it won't come back around again. Hear me prophetically tell you tonight that it shall, and it is. Hallelujah, because it says, she was enabled to bear children. God is enabling you to go forth. If you're in your 30s and you think you didn't miss your moment, if you're in your 40s and you think you missed your moment, I'm in my 50s if you think I missed my moment, if you're in your 60s and think you missed your moment, and you're in your 70s or 80s and you think you missed your moment, your 90s, you missed your moment. It said he enabled her to bear. Hallelujah. He enabled her. That word enabled is crucial. Hallelujah. That word enabled is crucial. You got to understand God is the one who enabled her to bear a child. And God is the one who will enable you to fulfill that dream that you still have on the inside of you. God is the one who will enable that ministry to still go forth. So what? So what? Get rid of the shoulda, woulda, coulda. So what? God is the one that's enabling. You still want to buy a house? God's going to enable you. You still want to build a church? I do. From the ground up and own land of the church. God is the enabler. Hallelujah. You want to do a business? God is the enabler. Hallelujah. It says she considered him faithful who made the promise. God, I bless you right now, God. God has made promises to each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Verse 12 says, and so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the skies and as countless as the sand on the seashore. Understanding that something may have died somewhere along the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, I hear the Lord. There are those of you where something died A part of you may have died somewhere along the journey. Hallelujah. God says, I'm resurrecting this year. Hallelujah. I'm enabling this year. I'm getting you back on track and fulfilling the promise this year. He's enabling you. Yes, 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 yes. He enables. Yes, absolutely. Yes. And like literally, I'm over here. I got like, I can't explain the feeling that I have over that's over me right now. It's like, man, everything. It's like I hear the Lord saying for me to pause right here. Because some of us, man, listen, some things died when something didn't work out. Some things died when a job didn't work out. Some things died when a relationship didn't work out. Some things died when you disappointed yourself. Some things died when you thought you disappointed God. Some things died because you thought you waited too long and too late. Some things died because you're your own worst enemy. My God, some things died, but I hear the Lord tonight. I am enabling the promise. Hallelujah, Lord. Because verse 13 says, all these people were still living by faith when they died. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, my God. My God, I bless you. My God, my God, my God. My God. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. My God, my God, my God. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Sometimes that longing that we have, it's a heavenly one. My God in heaven, good God Almighty, it's a heavenly one. The longing that you have, Lord have mercy. I don't even know what to do with myself right now. Lord have mercy, Jesus. I don't know, Jesus, good God Almighty. Because there are times when we can be, just show enough in a good place in our life and living right and doing everything right, but there's still a longing. It's because when we belong to Jesus, when we belong to the kingdom, when we had a glimpse of the cloud, when we've had a glimpse of heaven, listen, there is nothing on this side. My God, my God, my God. But God has given us the ability to experience the heavens, the heavenly realm and the glory of heaven. But we got to tap into it and we got to be willing to stay in it. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. So let me finish reading the Hall of Fame of Faith for you. Hallelujah. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He whom he had embraced the promises, y'all see that word promises is here over and over, was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead. And so in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. Hallelujah. My God, my God, 2022. I done forgot what number I was on, so y'all just receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That which you have had to sacrifice, God is resurrecting. Hallelujah in 2022. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future in 2022. Hallelujah. Your future is blessed. Full of faith. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons in worship as he leaned on top of his staff. Good God from Zion. Man, my baby's leaping.
by faith Jacob when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons, and this is the part that's getting me, and worshiped as he leaned on the top of his staff. I need my worshipers tonight, my God, as you are leaning in. My God, as you are praying and laying out. My God, know that you're being blessed and continue to worship this year. Your worship, God, has taken our worship to another dimension and another realm. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions concerning the burial of his bones. He said, hey, don't leave me there. Don't leave me here. This is where I need to be. Hallelujah. This year, 2022. Hallelujah. Not only is God giving us instructions, but we're going to be able to give instructions. You're going to be able to speak life to different things, to different people, and give instructions and see it come to pass. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Some of us have been in hiding, y'all, for 3 months and 3 years and 30 years. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. My God. We've been in hiding because we're not ordinary. Nobody knows your name because you're not ordinary. Nobody knows your ministry because you're not ordinary. Speak, Holy Ghost. My God, not everybody's going to receive you, understand you, or want to listen to you. Oh, glory to God. Because you're not ordinary. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Those of us that are not afraid of the king's edict, no matter what they say or how they say or what they say I should say and how I should speak, and maybe I shouldn't say that. I'm going to worship my God and I'm going to serve him in spirit and in truth. I'm going to deliver the unadulterated gospel, my God, according to the way the Lord has given me. And as you do the same, my God, there's an honor in it. By faith, when Moses had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Lord have mercy. That's a word for somebody. Glory to God. When he had grown up, as God is maturing you and growing you, you're going to refuse some things. You're going to refuse some people. You're going to refuse some words that you used to take. You're going to refuse some comments that used to be made. You're going to make a refusal. My God, he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than enjoy the fleeting pleasures. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as a greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He preserved, oh Lord, he persevered because he saw him who is invisible. In 2022, you shall persevere. By faith, he kept the Passover and the application of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, we speak that by faith tonight, Lord God, that death will pass over us, God, and pass over our house, God. Pass over our loved ones, God. Those battling COVID-19, God, that it will pass over. Hallelujah, Lord God. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. In 2022, God is causing you to pass through, my God, seas of living water. My God. Hallelujah. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. 2022, all you got to do is open your mouth and watch the wall begin to fall. Oh, shaitan, I rubble. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon glory to God. And Barak, glory to God. And Samson, glory to God. And Jehoshaphat, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouth of lions. All of this is for us, who quenched the fury of the flames and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and rooted. My God, speak the word of the Lord over us. Women receive back their dead, raised to life again. My God, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, I bless you, Lord. They were all commended for their faith. Yet none of them, my God, listen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Whew, Jesus, help me. Listen to me. Hallelujah. Listen, God has given us promises. Hallelujah, Lord. And we've received them. We walk in them in this year of our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you right now. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for allowing us, Father God, to be faithful, Father God, this year. Father, we bless you right now, Lord God. Whew, God, for the many, many, many reminders, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, we bless you right now, Lord God. Father, we glorify you. We magnify you tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, I thank you for speaking. God, I thank you for speaking. I thank you for speaking. Whew. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We will be back here tomorrow, Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. So we leave this place, but never his presence.
God bless each and every one of you.